You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to Footballers Love Letters. This is the part of the show when I can really let my feelings be known for my love for certain players, or when a certain player scores an amazing goal and it makes you feel a real tingle inside. I know it's often hard for men to open up about their feelings, but if you ask a man to talk about his love towards one of his favourite players or a goal his team scored, we turn into Shakespeare, Keats, E.E. Cummings, or Dele Alli talking about his love for Eric Dier. The words rush out of us like nothing else in life. Football holds the key to our emotions. So the other day, I was minding my own business, scrolling through Facey B, and then bang, crash, there it was. The lads at Sport Bible posted a Throwback Thursday video, and I was in shock all over again. It was a TBT of Cristiano Ronaldo's free kick against Portsmouth. It was the birth of the knuckleball. Then, strangely, this song by Al Green came on the radio. If I were you, I'd write a letter. I'll tell the world just how I feel. That's it, I thought. I'll write a love letter to CR7 about that free kick. I'm sure hundreds of fans have written Ronnie letters in the past, but none will be as weird as this one, I promise. So this letter is addressed to Mr. C. Ronaldo, flat 7, Estadio Bernabeu, Madrid, Spain. This is Footballers Love Letters. I hope you enjoy it, Cristiano. Dear Ronaldo. Funnily enough, I have written you a letter in the recent past. It was when you scored that amazing goal in the Clásico, and then you got yourself sent off for pushing the referee. I understand you are a very busy bloke, but I just thought you may have responded to that letter because you have had a lot of time on your hands with the 5-match ban you got. Doesn't matter, you can make it up to me by responding to this one. Also, if you want to retweet it when it gets released on Twitter, I am sure that would do the Football Hour Twitter account no end of good. You've been scoring and winning trophies for so many years now in Madrid. Do you even remember the great times you had in England whilst at Manchester United? I suspect you must do. You and Wayne Rooney up top for the Red Devils. I bet you saw the stories the other week about Rooney being a dirty devil on Colleen. What have you made of your mate Rooney's career since you left United? He is, of course, their record goal scorer now, and was always such a good teammate to you. A very unselfish player. The same cannot be said about you, but who has the 4 Ballon d'Ors at home with them? It's certainly not Wayne Rooney. I wanted to write a letter to remind you of a piece of genius you produced whilst you were at Old Trafford. You were playing Portsmouth, who at the time were in very good nick. Not like they are now. You were playing as a striker in that game, CR7. You were in such good form, it was as if anything was possible for you. For about 2 years, you've been hitting these weird free kicks. The majority of these weirdo free kicks ended up breaking some poor bloke's nose in row Z. But then came Pompey. I think it's classed as a knuckleball. That's the technique where you sort of poke the ball and it goes like a burst balloon all over the shop. Then it flies into the top bins. You were fouled on the edge of the Portsmouth box by Sol Campbell. It was like theatre. All eyes were on you and you knew it. You live for the attention, don't you? You do this breathing thing like you're having a mild asthma attack to steady yourself. Then a rocket exploded off your twinkle toes, over the heads of the Portsmouth players in the wall, which is good luck for them, because if it hit them, they'd need a good dentist to sort their teeth out. Anyway, over the wall, and David James was in net for Portsmouth. He saw his life flash before his eyes, or at least he thought it was his life, but it was a football, flying at the speed of sound into the net. You just stood, arms out wide, like you were showing the world you are godlike. The free kick was biblical, and I hope you've enjoyed our little trip down footballer love letter, Memory Lane. Thank you, Cristiano. Big love. Yours faithfully, Alex Mearns, The Football Hour.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.